Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
It's Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
The Patriots honestly would be better off if Belichick was taking a leave of absence right now and Brady was there.
So I want to thank Tom Brady and I want to thank Gronk. The public always says, if I was you, I would play for free.
Belichick was starting to push the narrative. Maybe this should be the last year for Tom Brady. That word got back to Brady.
With Glenn, Lou, and Christian.
Let's be honest with Merlone. If it wasn't for me, this whole average.
I mean, you're taking credit for this?
Yeah, I'm like best thing that's happened to Lou's career in the last year or so.
50% is the whole the tension issue, like the bill, the Guerrero.
25% is contract.
How much is family?
25.
So let's do this. Hold on. Let's do. No, I'm not taking a break.
Oh, you shut up,
Lou. You know this is a pattern. Once you make sense to him,
you're his not response making any sense.
You're
speaking for me. Which drives me insane.
Let me.
If I was speaking like you, I'd talk like
this. Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
I'm a little worried about this program today. All hell is breaking loose in Foxborough.
Yeah.
No, I'm not talking about the OTAs. We're ready to go on the air. Christian gets an emergency phone call.
Well, I would say emergency.
The pool guys are here! So we have a major problem.
Yeah, so... I should have dealt with this.
You'd have a bigger problem if it's like, ooh, he's out back, he's got his shirt off,
and
he's got a six-pack.
Yeah, he's very handsome. Oh, the new pool guy is so young.
Worried about the pool guy.
Yeah, it's so hot today.
So who's home? Off. Just the wife and the pool boy.
Yes, just and the dog.
He doesn't speak English. Oh, boy. Yeah. He's a good-looking guy.
But you know what? Thank God for that camera system. Thank God for that camera system. I know who's going in and who's going out.
So you got everything under control with the pool crew?
No, I was just telling Lou. Okay. Right. The next hour is very crucial.
Okay, we'll deal with it.
The next hour is very crucial. So if I'm preoccupied... If my phone rings, then you'll know why.
It's unbelievable. He's got to go now and deal with the pool. And
I'm dealing with it. I can multitask for the most part.
I tried the other day with bad, dental work. It doesn't work.
I'm actually impressed. You soldiered through it.
I soldiered through it. I did that. Well, there's tons of stuff that, maybe not. How about this one? I'm impressed. Your guy, Chris Gasper. Remember how we always, you criticize him all the time for being like 2 weeks late, sometimes
2 weeks,
2 months late.
You being polite.
Look at him. He's predicting the future.
He is, huh?
If the Celtics lose this series, it will be a major disappointment.
You're not going to fall for the banana?
He's getting ahead of the story here.
I thought we just had a long discussion the other day saying how it wouldn't be a major
disappointment. I don't think it will be a major.
You feel like you're playing with house money anyways.
I thought we all said that, didn't we? Wasn't everybody in Boston all in agreement that they're playing with house money? How many times have you heard that term now in the last couple of weeks? They're playing with
especially
house money.
They are. Especially with the new legalized gambling laws.
And they still are.
Right.
They still are. What changed is that I don't think Cleveland's very good.
Right.
That's the only thing that's changed. It's not that I think the Celtics are a championship team. I just think they're the best in the East.
Yeah, but they
maybe
do have.
Maybe it speaks more about the East. It's a very good team right now.
Yeah,
a good team right now.
But Cleveland does have the one thing that you need if you don't have a lot of good players around you to actually win games, and that's a superstar, right? They can take over a game.
Yeah, but what happened last night, though?
So
your whole geography thing went.
Well, no, it didn't.
Up in the air.
No, it didn't.
Golden State.
They were playing
home world.
So in that case, no Iguodala.
Yeah,
they started Looney in the game, who picked up fouls left and right.
Looney.
And then Klay Thompson got hurt during the course of the game and was useless the rest of the way. I mean, there was a stretch there where...
still lost at home.
Where Steph Curry was on fire. It was unbelievable. And they came unglued in the last 3 minutes of the game. That game was lost in the last 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah, but I would say if I'm Cleveland, then I'm sitting here, I'm going, okay, well, we're going to change that narrative also. If Houston could go into Oakland with, what was it, they are 16, 17 home?
16 in a row.
It was nuts. Okay, so they can go in and win, regardless who was playing and who wasn't playing, doesn't matter. This probably empowers them.
It does matter.
I know, but you know how athletes
they
are,
didn't
right?
Have
you
full
know,
team.
They ignore like you know some of the 500 points. Okay. You know, forget about the fact that Iguodala did not play. The fact is that team, Houston, went into Oakland and won.
Right.
That's we're just going to deal with the big.
It's all that matters.
Okay. Right. So now I would sit there because we were talking about you know they have to win. This is why I wanted them to nip it in the bud. This is why I wanted. I felt that the more pressure was on the Celtics to go in,
they're not
they
ready
needed
to nip
to
it
win,
in the bud, though. Evidently,
they're not ready for it, though.
But they're not ready to go into Cleveland and win. Apparently,
yeah, see, there's a difference. Houston won 65 games. Houston won more games than any team in the league. And now you took one player out of the lineup, a key player, and then another player that got hurt in the context of the game. That's a 65 win team. You can't expect the Celtics to do the same thing going into Cleveland with all these young players.
I'm not comparing. Team first of all, I get what you're saying, but also
the MVP is on Houston.
You can't act like Cleveland and Boston are at the same level as Houston and Oakland.
But you can't those compare Boston to Houston.
No.
I can't compare what they can
do. All you're looking for.
They have an MVP.
All you're looking for are storylines. Like signs, whatever you want to get, however you want to be influenced. That's what I'm really focused on.
I need a sign.
So it's like, okay, wait, guys, hey, they did it, and everybody says that you can't win on the road.
But Christian, and we're talking about you.
So I would sit there and say that
everybody
is.
Talks like Glenn.
Hey,
listen, Tyronn Lue. Hey, guys, did you see what happened out in Oakland?
That's me talking to the field.
Houston went on a road and won.
I put the filter outside.
It can't happen.
Stop talking to my wife.
Put your shirt back on. Kids will be home soon.
No, but there's a difference between talking about a team that has an MVP. They also have Chris Paul, one of the best players in the league. All right, that's a damn good team. Talking about the Celtics, a young team going and winning on the road. To a team that relies, the two most important players are 20 and 21 years old.
Piece of cake.
Yeah, please. Come on.
Wait,
now tonight I'll be disappointed.
I don't like the fact that you didn't include Allen.
I didn't include Allen.
Hold on. Is it a bad sign if my wife is sending me videos of her dealing
let me see this.
Messing with the electrical system at the house?
Oh, that's not
like,
good.
Like, oh, I pushed this forward.
That's not good.
Is that a bad sign?
Let the pool guy do that stuff.
Poop boy. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Poop boy wants the lights off.
Oh.
Oh, sign is for you. The lights don't work.
Do you have any... But don't worry, Christian. I found some candles. We got candles all over the house.
And a bottle of wine.
Oh, my God.
That's not good. This is not good. You're going to be a mess tonight.
I know.
I'll
call
mess.
It at the break.
Yeah, just update it. You know, just stay
in touch. I have a video.
Oh,
is this a bad idea?
Yeah.
Is this the breaker? Should I? She said, I just pressed it anyways.
You should move this up or down.
You should it's like the remote's broken. Just start pressing buttons and just, it'll fix on its own. What are we doing here?
You should know better. You should always be home when the pool boy shows up. It's just automatic. There's some things in life.
Have her take a picture of the pool boy.
Just automatic.
No, take a picture of the pool boy.
I want to see what this guy looks like.
What the pool boy looks like.
He's greased down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's really hot out here today.
You better have a big gut hanging out of that T-shirt and plumber's ass.
The last guy did.
You should stay with that guy.
Get the hell out of the house.
Even if he sucked handling your pool, you should stay with the fat guy with the plumber's crack. That's what you should
do. He's like, yeah.
Those are reliable guys.
He's like, his night job. He works for something called, the Thunder Down Under. What is that, like a construction company?
Yeah, exactly.
Is that Australian?
Yeah, they just
Thunder from Down Under?
Yeah, they just do their work on stage.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Mm. So, I'll try to...
So you get that going for
you. Which is awesome. Yeah. My point to you was, and tell me if you agree with me or not. If you don't, it's no big deal.
Yeah.
You don't think that was a positive sign for Cleveland?
No.
At all?
Not that game.
You don't think that...
It's a different situation.
Because you're trying to... Because not only because the stories are similar... You know, with just this year, with the Celtics having so much success at home, undefeated at home, Oakland, Golden State being so good over the last 2 years with all the success at home, not losing 16 straight home playoff games, you have to sit there and make a correlation between the two. And if I'm Tyronn Lue, I'm using that as part of my pregame speech at least.
The reason why I say no. Now, if it was reversed and the Celtics were going to game five, maybe Brad Stevens talking to his young team and saying, see, look, teams can win on the road and he's whatever. But Cleveland, You think LeBron James needs to sit there and watch Houston winning Golden State for him to believe he can win a road game?
No.
Not him. It's not LeBron. No, it's not LeBron.
If it's him, it's his team. You think
it's Kyle, guys.
Kevin Love, Kyle Korver? Listen, you can say what you want about them being dinosaurs, and Korver and J.R. Smith, but you really think they need to watch the Rockets to win on the road for those guys who've been in this league a long time
to believe that they can
win on the road?
What's Tyler going to say?
Listen,
he's going to go to J.R. Smith and say, hey, look at what Tucker did. He had 16 rebounds. You can do that,
you
too.
You could be our P.J. Tucker.
No, I don't think. I mean, you're mocking it now.
Yes, we are.
Yes, I'm mocking you.
You're screwing with this. Hey, I have a lot on my mind right now.
All
right.
You get your. Trust me. Hey, Wolfpack will get you.
But I don't know who the others are. I don't know who the others are. As
you
Shaq
could be
likes
Trevor
to call
Ariza
for Houston. Forget it.
Just marking you.
It was a good idea.
No, it was a stupid idea.
No, it is. That's how it works. See, road stupid. Games
you
don't
can
matter.
Be, you
road
can be
games
LeBron's
don't matter.
Chris Paul.
road games don't matter.
Isn't it all
in baseball? But road games don't matter.
It doesn't.
But they don't. In football, they do.
Yeah.
So when you go into Pittsburgh, or
unless you're mentally weak. Late inning reliever, then it does matter.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Because if you're the Red Sox 7th or 8th inning guy, you think they'd rather play Yankees in Fenway? Or do you think they'd rather play in Yankee Stadium with thong, 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 Stanton with the Stantonian home run! And they just dribble down their leg.
What's wrong with him
at Fenway?
Giancarlo.
At Fenway.
You like that?
Well, no. But I'm just saying, like, it's on the road, late in games, relievers can go down their leg. At home, what do you get? Dun, 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 good times now. And everybody's all, woo-hoo.
Sounds a little different when you're there. When you're there, it sounds a little bit different. He's got the idea. No, it all comes down tonight.
No,
but tonight for Cleveland.
Small. It's the little things. So you got to focus on the little things in a game like this. Because that's the
difference. Well, then Al should shine.
Then Al should shine. But it's less about them than it is about Cleveland and what they're capable of, what they can do. I don't know who the other guys are. But those because in football, you sit there, you go into Jacksonville, going to Pittsburgh, going to Kansas City, and a team that just kills everybody. You're dealing with the noise. You're dealing with everything. And what you do is the first thing you do is, who is the last team to beat them? Or you hope that somebody beats them at home before you have to go there. Because now you realize that it's possible and it's attainable, and you see how their ups and downs, you see how they overcame it. Because the same issue you're going to have in Kansas City, you're going to have in Boston. Lots of noise, crowd cheering. You make a three-pointer now, Jaylen Brown, they're going to cheer you. You know, they're going to high-five you as you run back in for defense.
See, I think I'd spin it the other way. I think it's more for Brad Stevens to look at his team and say, you think you can just roll the balls out because you're going to win at home?
That works too.
Like I think it's more there. I just don't think Tyronn Lue has to tell his team because it's led by LeBron James and other veterans that have been here before. You know, they've won a championship against Golden State. They have. I don't think it's that big of a message for Lue. I think Stevens is the one that maybe has to play that mental game. Oh, we were lost in Cleveland. Now we're home. We're going to just win. You think we're going to just win? Greatest team in the planet just lost at home. You think we can just beat Cleveland because we're home? Is that all geography to you guys? So, I mean, if anything,
yeah,
I think it goes the other way.
No, I think it'll work both ways.
I don't think he's
going to. You like going both
he
ways.
He may do that. I don't think he's going
to
have
to. Well, maybe somebody is.
I don't think he's going to have to do that. I will be really surprised if the Celtics
I'm driving home, by the way.
I know.
I'm like leaving right now.
You should.
I will do the show. I will call in. I'll do the show.
I would demand a picture of the full boy.
Could you do us a favor, though? Could you keep the phone active when you walk in
the
house?
I'll FaceTime it.
How about this? Just get the name, because I would feel better if his name was Fred.
I know, right?
I'm just saying, like Fred.
I think it's Chris, though.
If it's Raul, you're screwed.
No, Chris.
It's Fabio.
Because young guys go by Chris. Old guys don't, like, guys used to, people used to call me Chris when I was younger. The older I got, it's like, not. It's not Chris anymore. It's Christian. You're an elder now.
Ooh.
Young guys,
ooh.
And nobody calls their kids, you're not born, hey, I'm going to name you Chris. It's usually short for Christopher, you know, Christian. So that's a problem.
Why don't they call him Lewis?
They did.
When you were young?
No, actually, they never did. It was Louis.
No, yeah, when you're kid,
nobody calls you Louie anymore.
No, they don't be
unless you're a hockey
Louis.
Player.
When
you're
I
hockey
somebody player. Calls you Little Louie, you're gonna sit there and go all like, you know, Goodfellas casino
no,
on them.
The people that call me Louie are my family, like cousins, aunts, uncles, those sort of things.
Because you're
like,
always gonna be Little Louie to them.
Yeah, and friends, kids I grew up with, you know, might call me Louie. You know, when I was younger, type of thing. But that's about it. But it's Lou because I'm mature.
Oh, exactly, and I'm Christian because I'm mature. Chris is short for some young dude, you know, cleaning pools in the middle of the day with a bunch of housewives.
Watch out.
You weren't worried about this.
Am I some bored housewife who's having an affair with her 23-year-old pool boy?
Yeah, I think you're a little bit concerned. A little bit concerned. It's one of the movies you haven't watched. But getting back getting back to the original point, we've been saying this all week that if you're looking at these two teams, the team that's most likely to win a road game in the series would be Cleveland, only because they have LeBron. Okay? So that's part of what you got with Houston last night, and the same reason that Golden State won the first game in the series. I wouldn't be surprised at all if Golden State wins this next game, game five on the road. I would not be surprised.
No.
But you're talking a different level. Now we're talking 20, 21, 22, 23-year-old kids that you're asking who are talented. They're good, as Lou has been saying all along, and I agree. They're good. The problem is, when they get out there on the road, they still haven't got that experience, that game experience, to be able to deal with it. First quarter will tell you everything tonight. Look at these numbers.
Go ahead.
In the first quarter of the playoffs, home and away for the Celtics.
Go.
Field goal percentage. 48% at home, 30% on the road.
Not good.
From the inside the three-point stripe. So, in other words, two-point shots. 54% at home, 35% away. Three-point shooting, 33% at home, 22% away. That efficiency field goal percentage, 53% home, 34% away. I mean, come on. I mean, it's
no. I said it yesterday. You can't find a game where they played on the road
the first quarter
where they scored more than 20 points. You can't score. It is an odd.
Watch Jaylen Brown tonight in the first quarter. Watch him. It'll be terrific.
Well, the only outlier of that was that Philly game two, right? Where they were getting smoked.
Yes.
They lost 31-22
right
in that first quarter. They got smoked in that first quarter. Right. So I mean, you know, but I would agree. Listen, what do you think tonight? Good game.
Yes.
Cleveland doesn't fall.
No.
I mean, they don't just give up, do they?
No. No, because if I'm Cleveland, and certainly when we talk Cleveland, we're talking LeBron. LeBron's looking at it, all we have to do is win one game in Boston, series is over. And he's right. They win one game in Boston, this series is done.
True.
All Boston has to do is take care of the home court, and they win.
I agree. And if, you know, maybe there is a quit in them late in this game, knowing they go back home, they win, because I think LeBron will take his chances in game seven, doesn't matter where it is.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm just saying that's his belief, I would think. Correct?
Yep.
So I think he's looking for certain things out of this game tonight. They know that if they can win tonight in Boston, that it's probably over in six when they go back to Cleveland. But if they happen to lose this game, I bet you LeBron's still confident in game seven.
Yeah. No, I would agree. He may look at it, and they may get to the point where, you're right, Lou, get to the fourth quarter, Boston's got a 12-point lead, double-digit lead, and Cleveland's sitting there going, okay, we'll go back, we'll get to game six, we'll start all over again with game seven, we'll get them in game seven.
But isn't it really, like, you talk about the first quarter, and what you're really going to be looking for in the first quarter, because this is what we've seen, other than game two here in Boston, is what does George Hill look like?
Mm-hmm.
What does Kyle Korver look like? What does J.R. Smith look like? And if they go hiding again in the first quarter, you know, no matter what LeBron does, then you sit there and say, okay, this is, here we're back in this home road thing again. Because these guys, as much as they've been in the league, especially Korver and J.R. Smith have been in some big games, they're still going to disappear on the road? I mean, you're veterans, right? I mean, when you talk about role players, I look at youth as well. Like, I just think, like, you know, the home road thing for the young kids, and because most of the role players, a lot of times, are younger players. But still, it's like, veteran guys like Korver and J.R. Smith, you're going to crumble on the road? What does it say about you? I mean, I just don't expect that out of those guys. But they do.
No, it happens. But again, my issue is more for the entire team overall and those other guys who struggle. Because you could do the same thing for Cleveland. And you can look at their role players and look at their numbers on the road compared to their numbers at home, and
same
it's the same thing.
Exact same thing.
Which is, I guess, fine.
And by the way,
you have a better stroke when you're at home because you know somebody's patting you on your back.
Right.
And not that Colin Cowherd is like, you know, our go-to source for information and sound bites, but when he was mocking Boston, it was I couldn't agree with him more. It's like, well, you need someone to pat you on the back. Oh, what? Because you can't win on the road because you're sleeping in a hotel and mommy's not there. And you need a mint on your pillow. I mean, come on. It's such a weird, like, just mental block that these guys have. And they're so influenced by noise and, you know, cheering. And it's just, if you play the game at the park, how would it go? If you had played a game and with no fans there whatsoever, how would it go?
Yeah, I think the amazing thing getting back to last night's game was Golden State just they just fell apart at the end. That is so uncharacteristic of them. But I think a big part of it was no Iguodala, and Klay Thompson was useless.
They scored 12 points in the fourth quarter.
I know. Fell apart.
12
it was,
points.
I don't think it was great defense by Houston. I didn't see Houston do great things. As we said, we've already applauded P.J. Tucker. He was really good. I don't think he scored much in the game, but maybe 4 points.
Steph was
points.
1 for 8 in the fourth.
Right.
Durant was 1 for 5. Durant and Steph were 2 for 13 in the fourth quarter.
And
they were 3 for 18 as a team.
I think they took an 11 to 12 point lead in the third quarter because Steph Curry was on fire.
And they were 0 for 6 from 3 point land, 3 for 18 with the Warriors in the fourth quarter.
Yeah,
that's unheard of.
Yeah, no, you won't see that again. I mean, you still think Golden State's going to win the series? Because I do.
Yeah,
I still think, even though they do not hold home court advantage, but it's different with them. They're the type of team that can go on the road. Okay, the Iguodala injury bears watching. They can go on the road, and the Thompson one as well. Though he still played in the game. Useless, but he played. They can go on the road and do it. They've done it before. They've won championships. They know how to do it. We're talking about trying to compare that to the Celtics? These young kids, first, second-year players, going on the road? Do you think they'd have a better chance winning on the road if they had somebody like Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward? Absolutely.
You might have won game four in a row.
Right.
When Golden State was up 3-1 in the NBA Finals, what was it? Was it 15 or 16? Can't remember. And LeBron James and his team came back and actually won that series.
Correct.
Did you think that was even remotely possible that LeBron James had even the slightest chance of coming back? But Draymond Green got hurt.
Well, no.
Remember that? No, he actually got suspended. Sorry.
That
he got suspended.
If that doesn't happen, Cleveland doesn't come back.
Okay, so
Draymond Green killed him. They self-destructed.
No, I know. It's my point. So the same thing is happening for Houston. Now, we'll see what happens with Iguodala. You know, he's supposed to play, but who the hell knows? And I don't even know if you would even compare the two. But
no.
I'm not – see, the thing is, like, you look at a team like Golden State, and you don't believe it's possible until it actually happens. But I would sit there, if I'm Houston, I'd say it already has happened.
Right.
Somebody has already beat them, and they've been in a worse situation than you. They were down 3-1, and they won. So, I don't know, the deal with the game, best of seven, you're going to have everybody go back and forth. I still have more faith in Boston than I do Golden State. I have more faith in Boston to win this in seven than I do Golden State to win it in seven.
Really?
You're crazy.
Yeah. Oh, no.
You're crazy. Out of your mind.
Oh, sorry. I just got a text.
Know.
Sorry. My bad. Sorry.
Iguodala is a big injury because he's part of, obviously, what they do. I mean, he's a great defender, but, of the five guys, you talk about Steph, I'd be more concerned about Klay not being right with his knee. Because Steph, Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant, Draymond Green, okay. You don't have Iguodala. Okay, I know he's a great defensive player.
He's their stopper, though.
Draymond Green is a pretty good one, too. Klay Thompson is a great defender as well. Kevin Durant, with his length, very good defender. I'm just saying, it's I don't know, what is the equivalent of the Celtics losing the guy?
Lou, they were so lost offensively.
But those other guys are so good that he's a good player. But with those other four, you should still win the series.
They were so lost offensively, they made a pass, probably a 30-foot pass, to Looney down in the block that they overthrew.
I understand. My point is that they were
looking to Looney for
offense.
They went
0 for 6 from 3 and 3 for 18 in the fourth quarter last night.
Right.
So, if Iguodala's there, are they going to shoot better?
Well, Klay Thompson, obviously, is a bigger factor there. But Iguodala's probably not allowing Houston to do some of the things that they were
doing. I agree, but 3 for 18 is not because Iguodala wasn't playing.
Well, the rebounds were controlled by Houston. They were getting second, third opportunities. It was crazy. So Bob Kraft has shown up. Bob Kraft has spoken here on the absence of Tom Brady and Gronk at the OTAs. Really didn't say much. Quote, I've been in communication with Tom. I think he's very excited about the upcoming season. When he was asked about Rob Gronkowski's potential presence at mandatory minicamps, Kraft added, quote, I'm pretty sure he'll be there as well. We all love Gronk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Love Gronk. He's awesome. Yeah. So no matter what you think, you go, oh, yeah, I love Gronk too.
So yesterday we reported that Karen Garrigan's report that Brady and Gronk had their usual treatments at TB 12, which is about 200 yards from where they're practicing, and that was a bad look, right? When we heard that, we're going, you know, this doesn't really look good or whatever. And then Dale Arnold came on the air in the afternoon and said that Brady was not only not there, but that he was out of the country. And we have a little birdie who's telling us he could be back at Baker's Bay in the Bahamas. Apparently,
Baker's Bay.
He kind of likes that place.
Yeah. Since when did you hear this?
I heard it.
This new? Is this when I was taking care of stuff at home?
Hey, listen, I'm not putting any of the show in your hands today because I know you're preoccupied.
Let's get to that after the break. Because if I tell you what, if I'm Karen Garrigan, I take that source off the list.
Yeah, yes. Probably. Unplug it.
The list.
And I'm going to change my pie chart.
My contacts.
After the break, I'm going to change my pie chart. I got to add something to it.
The pie chart's changing?
Yes.
Well, your pie chart looks like a three-year-old just took to a blueberry pie, ripping that thing to shreds.
Crossed out.
Ripping it to shreds.
It's like a Father's Day.
All right, get to that.
You should have done it in pencil instead of magic marker. All right, we'll get to that and your phone calls coming up next at 617-779-7937.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the Radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on WEEI.
50% is the whole detention issue, like the bill, the Guerrero.
Hey there. Working pretty hard?
Yes, ma'am.
You got time for a break? So you met my husband?
I haven't met him.
25% is contract.
Is he going to get mad that I'm sitting here talking to you with...
He's not going to be home for a while.
How much is family?
25.
What are you going to do?
Well, I was thinking I could do a whole lot with my time.
Yeah, like what?
That is not going good. I can tell this is not going to go good. So we have now three pool boys.
Yeah. Three pool boys.
Nothing bad could happen there.
It's a dirty pool.
Yeah.
It's dirty. Dirty. Yeah. Lots of, you know, it's long winter, a lot of snow, crazy weather. I'm all right, though. I feel secure in my position. Very secure in my position. Mm. Nobody's worried about a thing.
Yeah.
We should be worried about Lou playing baseball this week and the fact that it's going to be on TV. I didn't know it was going to be on TV.
No, even worse now.
It is?
We're going to be, you said it was going to be on TV.
I heard Obi and Remdog talking about it last night. By the way, unlike you, Remdog said, no, I wouldn't play in something like that. Guess it's beneath him or something. Or
who, Rem?
Yeah. Wouldn't play in something like that.
Well, we're getting older, Glenn.
I understand
Everyone's
that.
Getting older.
I understand that, but...
I don't think it's going to be like, you know, high-level ball game. To
Might
be honest
be.
With you.
You don't think
you may have to throw underhand.
I think it's going to be like kind of like a nice little glorified walkthrough.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Let's just hope you're on Johnny Gomes' team and he's not on the other team for two reasons. One, I don't think he likes you right now.
Yeah.
So he might take you out at second base. And here's the second one. We all know that when Johnny Gomes is on your team, you win.
And Johnny Gomes is probably going to be the guy, like, you playing these, like, charity basketball games, or at least some older, over 40 rec leagues, you know, and everyone just wants to get a good sweat in, you know, they want to do something, ride the bike. And there's always one guy that's got the headband, the wristbands, he's got the, you know, socks pulled up to his knees. I mean, he's patting the floor and he's playing defense. I mean, that's going to be Johnny Gomes. Hey, you run through first base.
He will be.
You run through it.
Yeah, he will.
What are you doing jogging? You run through first.
I would worry about him if he's on the
other team. Like an overzealous, team, like, you know.
I think we're just wearing like sneakers. You know, I don't think we're allowed to wear spikes because it's like pregame.
Wait a minute.
When you hear like sneakers, like I tell you right now, if there's a ball hit like 2-3 feet to my right or left, it's going to be a slow jog to it.
So wait a minute.
Because if not, my groin's going to go with it.
They apparently don't care about your health because I would think that spikes would protect your ankles a little bit better than sneakers, correct?
Yeah, it's just, you know, just so all the
they
footing.
Care. So what do they care about? The turf for the game at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, that's fine.
Screw the old timers.
I understand that, but it is what it is.
I think it's more about the fact that they know that everybody who's playing in this game is not really going to hit second gear. Like if you hit second gear, you're probably.
I'm just excited. I heard there was BP. Like that's what I. When you talk about like what do you miss? I miss taking ground balls and taking batting practice. That's what I miss because I realized as I got older, the game wasn't fun anymore because I wasn't very good. So batting practice, you know, ground balls, that stuff's fun. I was kind of excited.
I'd worry about batting practice. I would guess that three guys will probably get injured in batting practice and not make it to game.
What are the odds but Gomes that you get one right in the eyeball?
Gomes is the youngest guy out there, correct? I mean, he's just stopped playing. When Kansas City
2 years ago?
Yeah.
3 years ago?
Well,
something like
that? Japan. So, I mean, he's ready to go. But all these other guys, like D-Lo's taking a mound, Pedro's taking a mound, Wapo. Think they're ready to gear it up and let it fly?
Someone is going to think that they're in their 20s again and reach back for it like they were in their 20s and realize that it's just not there.
I just had a real dilemma. Like somebody just asked, you know, what, you know, like they give out, we're going to wear like jerseys, right? Uniforms. So Boggsy's playing. I'm kind of uncomfortable if they give me 26.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point. They can't give you 26. How about 26B?
No, go to my rookie numbers, Mookie. Hey. My rookie year, I won over 50.
So, yeah, go to 50.
But the jerseys are probably already done. I'm going to walk out there with Boggsy. Hey, oh, by the way, that's your number retired. Our number looks good up there, doesn't it, Boggsy?
Yes.
226 is standing. Dude, the guy's retired. He's a Hall of Famer.
Who's done more for the city of Boston?
I should go numberless.
You are Boggsy.
You know what my number should be? 93.7.
That's what my number
should be. I like that. Triple digits.
Or 103.7 if you're in like Pawtucket or something.
Whatever
like
it is. Gosh, maybe it should be that.
That'll be the thing over here when they send him down.
But I'm not really comfortable wearing 26 with Boggsy in the house.
Right, do we have the craft stuff yet? Paul's been working on it.
Yeah,
really
diligently
working on his craft. Let's hear what Robert Kraft had to say. He's at the NFL spring meetings. A lot going on at the spring meetings. We're going to get into that in a second. May change the whole game of football. But here's Kraft today talking about Brady.
I've been in communication with Tom, and I think he's very excited about the upcoming season. These are voluntary workouts, and I think he's in great shape. You know, I think he's at an age where I was thinking back to when he joined us, where he's blessed to have three children now, and he's built a number of businesses and has certain responsibilities. I think it's very hard for him to fulfill those during the season and the commitment he has to football. I can only say this. I know that he's very excited about being at minicamp and having a very special season this year.
Wow. So that's totally different from anything I think we've been led to believe in the last couple of days, and you want to change your pie chart.
Well, it's funny because he said something there.
You're right.
Where he talked about commitments and work and how things have changed. And yes, and the one thing that we didn't bring up yesterday, that's what I'm adding to my pie chart.
Ooh.
Is his...
You can't go over 100%
with a percentage.
No,
you mean you're going to add a percentage to it?
You got to take away from somewhere, right? If you're going to add.
Yeah, I
took
it. You can't have 110. This isn't Chris Curtis math.
The only time that he can actually grow his business, like his TB12 business and all his other things that he has going on, is during the off season.
Correct.
You want to go to China, you want to go here, you want to go all over the world. You want to make this whole TB12 thing an international phenomenon. You want to make it crazy, you want to make it huge. Then you got to go during the off season.
100%.
Right, and so I'm adding work. I'm adding TB12 to the pie chart.
I think that's fair.
I mean, because that is something that, when you think about it, because once the season starts, you're done.
So you believe he's kind of like in the Bahamas?
I think he might be at Baker's Bay in the Bahamas, and if that's the case,
with
then
his family?
Christian, yes. Christian's making a major mistake here.
These kids ever go to school?
Because
it's
a holiday weekend coming up, and some people sneak out early. Maybe, you know, Thursday and Friday. Take a long weekend, all right? So if my birdie is correct here, then maybe that's what he's doing, and you shouldn't be changing. You should be adding a higher percentile now to the family. Because there might be more of a family commitment.
Well, the work is one. TB12 promoting that is one that we didn't include in our pie that now Christian's adding. So I would give it a little small percentage as well. But it does change. Like you guys said yesterday with that Karen Garigian report that a source told her that he was at TB12 yesterday or 2 days ago and then yesterday with Gronk. And I felt like that did change it. It just did. That felt even worse. That was even a worse look for Tom. You know, the fact that he's at home and then instead of going working out with the team, right, he's going to TB12. So he's still giving time up in his day or away from his family to go work out at TB12, but he can't just go across the street to Gillette or next door to Gillette and work out with his team. Now that we hear that report is just bogus, yeah, I think it does change a little bit. Even though I think even no matter where he is, he's still not in camp, which I don't think overall is a good thing. But I thought it was real bad look if he's going to TB12 instead of going to Gillette and working
on
his team.
Yeah, I think that was probably worse. But none of this is a good look, even if you're correct, and that he wants to spend a little time building his business that he's going to do full-time when he gets done playing football. You're a fan right now. You want the team to win. It's all about the Patriots. It's not about the future of TB12. I got to believe you're getting a little pissed off that if he's taking time away from the field and working with these new young receivers so that he can build TB12, which he's already told us he's not doing until he's 45, 46, or 47. What are we doing
here?
Okay,
but wasn't this the first time he's missed OTAs, right?
This phase three?
No, he's never missed this.
He's never missed this one.
What about when he was living in L.A.? Maybe he never missed when he was living in L.A. Do you recall him being at every single OTA?
This phase of it, the third phase of it?
Every single one.
I would say there's people I think have already kind of done this, haven't they? Like the reporters have gone back and said he's never missed this.
He's never missed this phase. That's what I've
this phase.
And by the way, he's the only quarterback.
That's the last time that he did miss.
He's the only quarterback in the National Football League that's missing it right now. So each team has, what, 2, 3, 4 quarterbacks in camp right now. He's the only quarterback in the league missing this phase.
But you know what happened, though, because he missed, you know, Danny Etling popped.
I heard Hoyer didn't.
Hoyer was struggling.
Was that 8 for 18?
Yeah, like we already got a quarterback controversy.
Was that unbelievable? Day one of this phase, and guys are actually writing that Hoyer sucked yesterday.
Like. Yeah. It's funny because I just saw Hoyer over like, the weekend.
Did he suck?
No, he was throwing darts, man.
I tell you what, we are in like this OTA voluntary, and then June 5th, and then even when camp starts. This is like full Japanese coverage of the quarterbacks. Because, I mean, I've seen it up close. You know, like it's just, they'll go watch Daisuke throw a bullpen. And they'll come out of it, but he threw a 45-pitch bullpen. He threw 25 fastballs, 17 splits, 4 breaking balls. The sliders, out of the 4 sliders he threw, 3 were strikes, 1 was a ball. And it's just like, oh, my God. Like, they'll break down a batting practice thing with Ichiro. Ichiro took 10 swings. Yeah. 4 of them went the other way. 6 were pulled side. 3 out of 10 would have been singles. I mean, it's like the coverage is like, so Brian Hoyer was 8 for 18 yesterday. Okay. What does that mean?
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything.
Okay, what does that mean? If he gets in a game in 5 months from now, he's going to suck?
It's May.
It's all about retention. So, just like I told you guys yesterday, if you guys all believe contract is a big part of it,
I think it's part
of it. What Kraft just admitted to is that having a discussion, talking to Brady on the phone, that's the way it gets done. So in order for Brady to flex his muscles, I'm not going to OTAs because I want a new contract. No, you just have a conversation on the telephone.
Well, let me correct that's the contract it. Stuff because I believe the contract is all included with him feeling loved, him now at this stage in his career
Glenn's
thinking...
Glenn's changing his pie.
No, yeah. not.
Again, because that's
but
not...
That's, but that's all part of it. He wants to be. He wants a little bit more respect, right? He wants a little bit more love. And apparently Kraft gave him a little bit more love here today.
Is it concerning at all that there are reports that he's still at TB12, so he's near the stadium, but he's not with the team? Are there any concerns you have on that?
I don't have a personal tracker. I have all I can do to fulfill my obligations. The good news out of this, and I've learned this over time, is whenever one player isn't there, other players, and we're in a business of quality depth management, a lot of other players are able to get reps that they wouldn't get and go down the learning curve. And during the course of the season, a number of things happen where you can't plan, and it's good to have as much preparation as you can.
I don't know about that.
See, that's good news. You know, Malcolm Butler didn't play in the Super Bowl, and somebody stepped up and took his place, right?
That right there, that quality depth comment is good for every position other than quarterback.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, corner goes down. Corner gets a look at. Safety, linebacker, lineman, wide receiver, running back. Every position he is 100% correct. At running back? I mean, at what, quarterback? No.
So, but do you think depth matters at quarterback? Do you still believe that 90% of him not being at OTAs, 90% is all about?
Don't change my pie.
Wait, you said 90%.
Don't change my pie.
He just told me. Lou said 90%.
I clearly yesterday stated that 75% is contract, 24% is Bill.
Oh, yeah.
There's
18.4%
and 1% was family.
But okay, so you even then, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. You think 75% is contract?
No.
Now what is it?
I changed my pie.
Okay, good. It's all about reevaluating the information.
73% is contract,
and now more to family.
2% is TB12.
Okay. You're not going to give any more to family? Look, have you looked up this place, this Baker's Bay?
He's been there before. He played golf 2 years ago, I believe, with Michael Jordan.
Oh, that's right. They were playing basketball, too.
Right.
It's competitive. He's so competitive. We're playing hard.
I throw this question out there? Because somebody...
Why don't we go there?
Somebody...
How much did it cost to go there?
Yeah, it cost a lot.
Do you have to have like a special like invite?
Cost a lot.
Do you know anybody? I'm sure you know somebody.
I know nobody down there. See, Brady, that level, he can go there. You?
It's a different set of friends.
Just get the pool fixed.
I know we're going
to put a palm tree out there and make it seem like you're in Baker's Bay.
I know we're going to break real quick.
We are very good.
But did you hear that Gronk's horse is back in the Belmont Stakes?
Oh no, is it?
Yeah, back. Do you know what the odds are?
No,
69-1. I'm not even lying.
No, they purposely did that.
The odds are 69-1. Bavada just messing.
Money on that.
That's beautiful.
Saturdays are for the boys.
69-1.
So if Gronk's horse is back in the Belmont and he's not there and he's at Baker's Bay this weekend, what will we say then?
Oh, he's going to Belmont.
Mm.
He's got a horse involved. Mm. What do you want me to do?
Mm.
Let's figure out.
He's a part owner right now.
Is there like a hotel in this Baker's Bay? Like, I mean, what are they keeping all the?
No, it's very rich homes.
Oh, so it's just
like $25 million
homes. Like his home in Montana.
Like $25 million homes.
They have their own ski resort.
Very rich.
Like, you buy a house in here, only you can ski down this mountain.
Trust me, you can't get in there. Vrabel can't even get in there. Okay? So you can't get in there. No. We've got more on this whole Brady thing. And I'm wondering, do people really care about the Brady thing? We did this yesterday, didn't we? And nobody really cared. It's like they're not worked up about this at all. It's like they almost think we're making all of this stuff up. And it's because they don't want to put a finger on Tom Brady right now. Nobody wants to criticize Tom Brady. So maybe that's it. Maybe we're just wasting our time talking about this as there's new information. What are you laughing at?
I'm going to write Baker's Bay Club an email. I'm going to ask him if I can, you know, how much the rooms cost.
I tell you what.
Let me just see if they answer.
You could be a pool boy down there.
I have a family of 10. We're going to take our show down there. Hey, we're gonna give you some exclusive content. Middays, 10 to 2.
All right, we'll get to it. Plus, the National Football League apparently is close to solving the problem of players being disrespectful to the national anthem. You will not believe it. We'll get to that and your phone calls at 617-779-7937.
This is Ordway, Maloney, and Fourier, where the callers have a voice.
What are you listening to?
I'm listening.
You're hearing what you want to hear.
Hey, look, Ordway asks him a question. As soon as he starts answering, he talks over him.
Well, most of them anyway. Sports Radio WEEI.
Back here in OMF, only the NFL could screw up what was already screwed up last year. So they came out and they admitted, the ratings were down a little bit. Yeah, we pissed off a certain segment of audience last year because our players were out there, you know, protesting, sitting, kneeling, doing whatever when the national anthem is playing. So they came to the conclusion that they have to deal with this issue. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm looking at all of the different possibilities, and apparently today they're going to come up with the final solution as to how this is all going to work. And this might even be dumber than what we were dealing with before. So to start, this is what they threw out to the entire National Football League body and said, hey, what do you think? First of all, they were going to allow each team to make a decision on their own.
Yeah, that's good.
How stupid is that?
No, that's fine.
This is stupid. So
I'm not even going to comment.
So what are you going to do by region?
Sure.
So now we're going to by region. So you're going to look at it and say, well, if I'm a Dallas
Blue
team,
state,
I'm going to make
state.
Sure that all my guys come out because we're dealing with a red state. Now, if it's the New England Patriots, they're a blue state. You know, we're going to look at it differently. We're going to let guys protest. How do you play that?
Does the league understand the definition of a protest?
Apparently not.
No, or I'm just saying, like, you know, if everybody just followed by the rules, there would be no protest. You know, you think it was legal for people to just sit down in the middle of 93 during traffic? No. So, okay, you sit there and say you can't do it. And I'm reading Judy Batista. Says the anthem policy is a compromise. If the players are on the sideline, they're going to stand. But the players may choose to stay in the locker room if they prefer not to stand. So I guess the statement would be, I stayed in the locker room. But, you know,
you make
the idea of a protest, I understand that. But the idea of the protest is to be out there in front of everyone for everyone to see it. So it's noticed. Correct?
Yeah,
so how does this stop anyone from doing that?
And you still have a story.
This is a story.
It's so dumb. It's so unbelievably dumb. Now, you know what? I'm acting like I'm surprised, but I shouldn't be. I should not be surprised. The easiest thing to do, you know what? I'm going to wait. Just gonna let you keep going, Glenn. Keep reading.
Well, here's why that one is stupid. If guys that don't want to be out there are going to be in the locker room, because if you're a media outlet, you're going to go and talk to the guys that were not out there. You're going to count the guys. You're going to look at the numbers. You're going to say, who wasn't out there?
Yeah,
what
kind of statement is that when you're
hiding?
And
there's a story. You're going to...
Well, you know what I mean? Like I'm saying, if you feel Eric Reed, and you feel like you're going to kneel during the anthem, That's just what you believe in. This is your belief. This is my idea of showing I'm not happy about whatever their narrative is. Because that's what a protest is, right?
You're like, doing something people don't want you to do.
So the Panthers don't want us to.
Johnny Gomes it up. Gomes it up.
Oh, all right. Yeah. So they don't want me to. So, okay, then I won't.
But here's the thing is that you just you kill one problem, you just create another. That's what you're doing. All you're doing is just, moving it to the side. And, like, the easiest situation, the easiest answer, uniform decision. All leagues are on the same page. Look at what the NBA does. Yeah, but they had that in for a while. This is new stuff. We can't go backwards. Yes, you can. You own the league. You own the teams. A lot of these owners own the stadiums. Make this a rule and be done with it. Make it a rule.
So now Adam Schefter kind of adds to it a little bit. So he says the resolution, whatever. Allow players to stay in the locker room during the anthem. And then it says, and fine teams.
Mm-hmm.
For any flag anthem disrespect,
right,
per league source. So if you have a player who still continues to do it, they're going to find the team.
So if I'm the player, I'm sitting there going, I don't care. I'm not paying for it.
I mean, think about all the other problems.
My owner's paying for it.
You're real passionate about your point of view. You're real passionate about whatever it is. And now, then you have a bunch of teammates that don't probably feel the same way, aren't affected the same way you are. So you're doing it anyways, and you're going to take a knee. Why? Because you can't give in now. You can't give up now.
But all I'm saying is, if you're going to find the team for it, you're going to go out and get Colin Kaepernick? Has that made it easier for him to find a job? Because if I'm an owner, if I'm the Patriots, if I'm Robert Kraft, and I'm sitting there saying, well, this guy's going to kneel, and now it's going to cost me. How much is it going to cost me for 16 games? Because every game he kneels, you're going to find me? The owner? Well, I don't want the player. I mean, it's a small amount compared to what your franchise is worth, but who wants to cut a check because your backup quarterback is kneeling?
They're not even
taking it out of the player's skin.
Then you're still going to have this, blackballing situation because, to your point,
so
every guy that decides to stay in is now, there's a list.
Yes.
There's a list. All right, if
you're a media
person,
you're
on the list.
You start checking numbers. You start checking numbers on the field, right?
Everybody does.
You got your roster, and you're like, okay, 43's here, 7's here, 14's here, 82's here, 78's here. Who's not here? Boom, boom, boom. Five guys. Okay, I'll talk to them after the game.
Take the choice away from them. Therefore, everybody is protected. If you have an issue, you can talk after the game. There'll be a Monday, whatever.
They can't do that because the media will kill them. Because you're dealing with a lopsided liberal media right now, and they're fearful of that.
Hold on.
And then they're fearful of the other one. Here's the other thing they're fearful of. If they decide that everybody's going to stay in the locker room and then come out after the anthem, which was one of the suggestions, then they're afraid that the president, who started all of this, if you remember, because he made a big deal about it last year, what do you say? Get rid of those son of a bitches or whatever. Yes. They're afraid that he's going to comment on it. He's going to make it bigger than life. And all the NFL cares about is how do we stop this erosion of our television ratings and our audience due to the disrespect for the national anthem. Now, the league is also thinking about instituting a 15-yard penalty for players who kneel or sit for the Star Spangled Banner. This according to Albert Breer. You tell me, that's not going to make it a bigger issue? When it invades the game, it affects the game.
See, does the NBA fine their players? Do they fine them if they? Because I want to say they do.
I think it's here's why I don't know. Because nobody's ever violated it.
Well, my
point
is,
has anybody crossed the line?
You guys need to look that up.
I don't know.
Okay, because if it's a fine, I don't like the whole penalty thing. It's like if the NBA giving the other team a technical and automatically getting 2 points and then getting the ball. Forget about, the jump ball. But the other thing that as far as staying in or staying out, you have the choice. See, you're told your entire life, we're doing this together. We're doing this as a team. We're going out. Alan Villanueva, the kid from Pittsburgh. Hey, they decide as a team. Just one example. Hey, we're staying in. I'm not staying in. I can't stay in, guys. I actually served
military
this country.
Right.
Okay, a couple tours. All right, right. So I kind of, I know everybody gave him a pass.
Everybody gave him a pass.
But still, it still exists.
Right.
So you're going to tell me that you're telling all these guys to stick together. One half of the room says, we don't want to go out. The other half says, no, we want to stay in. We're not talking about whether we want to wear black shoes or white shoes, sleeves or sleeveless. Okay, what hotel? What do we want? Apple pie or pumpkin pie? Like, no, you just do both and make everybody happy. This It's got disaster written all over it. And for the love of God, there's no way they're going to pass either one of those.
I'm looking at it, at the list of the possibilities. Allow each team to implement its own policy. There's no way that works, right? Clear the field of all football personnel while the anthem is played.
Yes, that's what they used to do.
Clear the field.
Well, no, you never went out.
Do the anthem.
No, that's, why not?
Do the anthem 5 minutes earlier.
That is what we used to do. You did not go out for the anthem.
Because what happens when you do that is you get the other side. You don't think that Trump is not going to come out and make that a major issue? I mean, he carries the flag everywhere he goes.
Fine.
It's part
that's
of
fine. There's gonna,
that, I, he's going to play to his base. It's going to make it worse.
I see that as being the solution, to be honest with you.
You think it's a solution?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think it solves anything.
It keeps people from disrespecting it.
Well, that does.
That's the issue. The issue is disrespecting the national anthem. That is the issue.
But you don't think that Trump's going to come out and blast the owners? So what you're doing is you're hiding from the flag now. That's what you're doing. You're hiding. You're taking your players and you're hiding from our symbol of our democracy. You don't think he's going to make that a big issue? He'll make it a huge issue. Instruct players
not
who don't want
to. Not as disrespecting it.
No. Instruct players who don't. Yeah, but both sides have to be satisfied here, and that's the problem I have with every one of the provisions.
Yeah,
the
you get a guy like Charlie Villanueva. Is that the guy's name? No, yeah. Villanueva. What's his first name?
That's the Alan. Basketball player.
Yeah.
You talking about the guy from Pittsburgh?
Yeah. Alejandro.
Yeah. Yeah. And he might sit there and be back in the runway again and be like, I know I'm not supposed to be out here, but it's the flag I want to show respect.
Right.
Stupid idea.
See, the NBA's got it right. They add contract language that requires players to stand, and then they also allow players in their own forum to they can be their own person. They can talk about issues. They can talk about what's going on in society. They can wear warm-up jerseys. They can do all of that. They allow all of that. All right, 617-779-7937. That is our phone number right here on OMF.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.